This is Anne-Marie Panarinkin, the Voice of OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at voiceofoc.org. When I want the best in food and entertainment news, outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Las Vegas Raiders football. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, putting it all together. Do appreciate you being out there. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that enhances what we do on Saturday mornings. And if you either look at our Facebook or Instagram feed right now, you will see some provocative food imagery from Yangban Society in the Arts District of downtown LA, which, not too surprisingly, is our next subject of conversation, and we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. For the last several months, I've been hearing a lot of buzz among my colleagues about a very unusual restaurant in the downtown arts district of LA called Yangban Society. And it is a combination of a husband and wife duo, both very accomplished chefs with very serious fine dining background. Kat Hong, who we are about to talk to, was actually the chef de cuisine in the Napa Valley for Meadowood, which, before they had an unfortunate fire there, was one of the most prominent restaurants in the Napa Valley, and went on to help open their sister restaurant, more casual, Charter Oak. And then, fortunately, they decided to relocate to Los Angeles and had this concept called Yangban Society, which is very innovative. It opened as kind of a Korean deli and marketplace, but very high-end cuisine, and has morphed into a more traditional dining experience where you can make reservations. I was fortunate enough to go there a few weeks ago. Had a chance to meet the co-proprietor executive chef, Kat Hong. Then shortly thereafter, heard her on a panel at the LA Chef Conference. Very articulate person, and couldn't wait to get her on the show. So with that as brief background, it is a real pleasure to welcome Kat Hong of Yangban Society, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Kat, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Of course. How was last night at Yangban Society? Can you share how many guests you might have served?
Last night was good. You know, it wasn't the busiest Friday that we've seen, but it was a healthy one, and we are actually very busy this evening, tonight.
Believe me, Saturday nights at Yangban Society, Kat, I've had some experience with, and I would agree with that. But as we'll get into, you have a remarkably well-trained staff that really knows the menu and understands the operation. And I was delighted to find the night I was there with my group, which actually included chefs and other restaurateurs, that besides your server, any of your people on the floor that pass by your table and notice you need something, they will stop and take care of that, which is really unusual. So, Kat, let's back up a little bit. What got you and your husband, John, down from the Napa Valley? I mean, I know you had started in L.A. You had worked with Josiah Citrin at Melisse, who is an incredible chef, two-star Michelin restaurant, but also known to be kind of a tough taskmaster. Yes, indeed. What got the two of you, back to Los Angeles?
When John and I, when I first moved to Napa Valley, you know, I was still a cook. I think as a cook, you like to travel, explore. You're trying to work in different restaurants, absorb as much information as you can, and kind of take that with you to your next job. So I really, when I moved to Napa Valley, I don't know that I had an intention of staying there for so long. But I truly like fell in love with what Christopher was doing at the restaurant at Meadowood, with our farm, with the local artisans. And we ended up being there, close to 9 years. But I think we always had planned on coming back to LA. John has a lot of family here in Los Angeles. So do I. So even though, you know, I'm from New York and John's originally from Chicago, L.A. has been kind of home base to us for a while. So, yeah, we always intended to come back. It just took a little bit longer, I think, than we expected.
Well, you know, for those of us that follow and enjoy Kat, the L.A. dining scene, I think it's to our betterment that both you and John decided to come back down here and also do something which, you know, in my opinion, is really boldly innovative, which we will get into. What was your original concept for Yangban Society? Because, again, both of you come from, you know, a pretty high level fine dining background, and the original concept of Yangban Society, as I understand it, in the Arts District of downtown L.A., this was a much more casual experience. You had a mini mart that was part of the operation, your super, which still is, which we will get into. But also it was really deli style. The guests came in, they looked at what was on display in the various cases and put their order together. So if you can give us an idea of a little bit of the background, and as I should add, bold flavors, you see dishes and creations at Yangban Society that you don't see anywhere else in Los Angeles at any level. I hate to use the word fusion, but it's a melding of Korean cuisine with California flavors. But I think the high note is you know, everything is delicious, which, again, is surprising when you have that amalgam of flavors. So please give us some insight, if you would.
You know, I think as a cook, as a sous chef, wherever you're working, you're always ideating. You're always thinking of, you know, a menu that you'd like to do or a concept or a restaurant. So, you know, when John and I first started thinking about, you know, what we would possibly want to do if we were to leave the Napa Valley and move on and try to venture out on our own, I think the first thought was, you know, Korean fine dining, maybe regional Korean food, and do a deep dive into mountain herbs and things that aren't so well known in L.A., maybe, you know, step aside from Korean barbecue and do some regional cuisine. But as we started doing that, it's fun, it's amazing. It felt a little forced. I felt like we were studying to create this story and this dialogue, and yeah, it just felt forced. And we wanted to do something that was, you know, heartfelt, genuine, authentic. And so we thought, why don't we do something that's more similar to, like, the melding of our upbringings and our cultures, and really is how we cook at home, which is sort of a combination of John's very traditional Korean upbringing and my being adopted and raised in upstate New York with a Jewish father and our love of delis and deli culture. And so, you know, bringing those dishes together just felt natural. It felt, you know, genuine, heartfelt. And then we really loved the idea of the deli and more so how delis, when we grew up, for us, kind of signified, it was a way that you could learn about somebody else's culture, you know, just through this casual neighborhood spot. I grew up, you know, with tons of Italian delis, Polish, Jewish, all sorts of delis, Greek. And they were super, you know, kind of simple yet exotic and different. And you could, like, kind of feel, you know, the owner's presence or the quirkiness of the family running it or whoever owned it. And so we really thought, you know, why can't we do that in California with this Korean-American, I guess, cuisine, and give people the freedom to kind of, like, get to know us and see what we're doing, but making it very approachable and for the community.
Kat, I would say you and John have succeeded handsomely. Before we move on, Yangban Society is a mouthful. I know it means something. Can you explain that to us before we move on?
Sure. So traditionally in Korea, the Yangban, they were like an aristocratic class. They were, you know, supposed to maintain Confucian standards in the community. They were highly educated. And that all sounds wonderful and great, but, you know, like most things, it became very corrupt. It was dominated by mostly wealthy males. And so we're kind of taking a spin on that term, kind of lightening it up and hoping that like there could be a new generation of Yangban and kind of empower everyone to take part of their communities and, you know, to do good for their community, whether it's through cooking or art or music or, you know, whatever moves you, but kind of taking the negativity that was, you know, developed around that traditional term and reinventing it.
Now, the space that you're in was the former Bone Tone space, very high-end, acclaimed, fine dining, you know, really a tragedy that it was an early victim of the pandemic. How did you join forces with the Sprout Restaurant Group to realize Yangban Society in that location? Because Sprout Restaurant Group keeps a very low profile for the restaurants they're involved in that have really big deal chefs that are part of them. Can you give us a little insight there, Kate, if you would? Kat, if you would.
Sure. You know, we had met someone from Sprout. We talked about our concept, how it was meant to be approachable. It was meant to be for everyone. It was meant to be, you know, cooking without ego and for the community. They really loved the idea. I think we, you know, had great chemistry and we got on. So, yeah, we were looking at restaurant spaces. You know, we were looking at spaces all over LA, really, much smaller than the one that we're in now. But and then the, you know, the pandemic happened. And so we kind of took a little pause, you know, like you just mentioned, they have a lot of other restaurants that they were dealing with at the time. But being the like really good people that they are and great partners, they circled back, said, you know, we know that we promised you a restaurant and we're going to honor that promise. And so if you truly want to find another space, we will do that. But, you know, it may take some time. And mind you, this is when, like, restaurants were only open for takeout.
Sure.
And they said, you know, if you do want to look at some of our spaces that are sitting empty, you could do that and just see how it feels. And we ended up, you know, they gave us the keys. We went into the former Bon Tom's restaurant, hung out a little, you know, was feeling it. I thought it was way too big. We wanted something smaller. It was beautiful. They had beautiful equipment. I thought it was a little too fancy for what we wanted to do. But, you know, it's a great spot. And there were things there that we had put in our original pitch deck. There was brick and the alleyway. We had referenced, like, little bodegas in New York and dining outside in alleyways and street food. And so there were things there that definitely touched on.
Absolutely. Kat, is our top of the hour break. I need to pause you right there. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. We're speaking with Kat Hong, and we're talking about a Yangban Society. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.